Yeah, I missed you yesterday. Aunt Gert, Cousin Jill, and everybody asked about you and Ashton, okay?
Okay.
And when I see you, I got my gift for you, and also they gave you a gift, okay? So I got something for you for them, okay? All right, buddy? Did you hear me, Alex?
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. So, does your steerable, does it make it easy to drive in Gran Turismo?
Yes.
That's good.
There's, like, no, like, there's no, like, force feedback.
But is it easy to drive, though?
Yeah.
Are you doing better now in the races?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's, like, a certain skyline I'm using, and it's spinning out. I don't know if it's me or the car.
Well, try a different car, okay?
Okay.
And you know that every game doesn't work with those steering wheels. You know that, like, a lot of times, like, the Need for Speed and stuff doesn't work with the steering wheels, okay? So you have to remember that. All right, buddy?
Yeah. That's why I'm playing Gran Turismo, because it's made for...
Yeah. And sometimes you have to go in and be careful making the adjustments. And if you adjust it too much, reset it to default, okay? When you touch the steering wheel. And sometimes, I don't know what the model of the steering wheel you have. Some steering wheels don't have force feedback. Now, the one we did had force feedback, and you could, you know, it would get tougher and stuff like that as you would try to turn. Some of them have it, some of them don't, you know, just so you know that part.
Yeah, because mine has paddle shifters, and I'm learning how to use manual.
Yeah, you got to learn how to shift, too, okay, because sometimes... A little later on, maybe earlier in the spring, there's a place called Flat Out Racing, right? And they have a full racing rig, and we're going to go try that, okay?
Oh, okay.
You get to rent it for an hour. Like, it costs, like, $40 an hour for each person. We're going to do that, okay? And that's... It's called Flat Out Racing. And that's when we race in the iRacing thing. But you're going to have to learn how to use the stick shift, so learn how to use the paddle shifter and know when to shift. And that kind of stuff, okay?
Yeah.
But yeah, and you know, you go, you shift to certain speeds and all that. Yep. So you really like that? You got it hooked up to your PlayStation?
Yeah.
Did you play it all day today?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. I'm starting to learn how to use the shifting.
Okay, yeah, and you start off, and when the rev gets up, like, near the red line, that's when you shift again, okay? But when you slow down, you have to downshift, okay?
Yes.
And usually, like, right when you get around turns, you get the downshift. If you don't, it's one thing to keep upshifting as you go faster, but you got to downshift when you go slower. If not, it'll be, like, at the wrong gear, too high of a gear, and you won't have no power. You'll be pressing the gas, and you won't have any power. Or you will stall the car out, okay?
Yeah.
So you got to know that, buddy, and be aware of that.
I think that's what I did. I went too fast,
it's okay to go fast, but when you start to slow down, you have to downshift. When you go up a gear, you go from 1 to 2 to 3. That's called upshifting, okay? But when you start to slow down and hit the brakes and stuff, you have to downshift, okay? When you go slower. All right, you have to remember that. That's the thing about driving, a main trip. You have to remember, you're constantly working. You're going up and down, okay?
Yeah.
So that's what makes it tough. That's why a lot of times in the games, it's just easier. And what I would say right now, while you're getting used to the steering wheel, just keep it manual, okay? And then later, after you get the steering wheel master for turning, then switch it to, paddle shifts too, okay?
Yeah.
And paddle shifting is a lot easier than having to use the stick and the clutch, you know?
Yeah.
Because before you have to remember to put your foot on the clutch and shift the stick in the right direction in different positions, that's a lot harder in real cars. And so a lot of newer cars, they have paddle shifters anyhow to make it easier and stuff. Yep.
Yeah, because, like, because when I was coming into a corner, I didn't know what was upshifting, so I upshifted to fifth gear.
Yeah, so and you don't want to shift, and if you shift too soon, your car won't have all, it'll take a while for it to get up to speed. That's the other thing. So you have to be careful shifting too fast also. Okay?
Yeah. Because I lost control and then I went in the grass.
Yeah.
On the last lap.
Oh, okay.
Then I got last.
Yep, you gotta be careful with that too, yep. You definitely gotta be careful with that stuff. You can't shift too fast either.
Yeah, because I think I'm shifting too much.
Yeah, you shift too much, and then you're in the wrong gear. You're in a gear that's too high. And then you're putting your foot on the gas, and nothing's happening. The car's not really going. Okay?
Yeah.
So you got to be careful with that, buddy.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, that's good. That's really nice. So you had a really good day yesterday.
Yeah.
That's good.
I also got one of them drift cars, too.
Oh, okay. That's good.
They come with a little bag with, like,
cones and stuff. Yeah.
It makes the car turn.
Yeah.
It also has, like, rainbow lights when you turn it on.
Okay, that's awesome.
It changes different colors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome, buddy. That means you only had two of them. I got you one also, like you said you wanted. That's awesome.
Yep.
So you should be the master of the drift car stuff then, you know? Yep, you should be the master of it and everything.
Yeah,
you should be really good at it.
Yeah, I have to get used to like the really like plastic tires. They're really soft. So I have to get used to the drift thing.
Yeah, you will. You said to keep practicing and stuff like that, and be careful so you don't break the car, you know, and everything. And just think, you got a lot of time to practice because you don't have school still, so that means you can, you know, practice a lot of times almost all day and stuff, right?
Yeah. And you know that LaFerrari?
Yeah.
I got another one, but the Maserati this time.
Oh, okay, the MC20?
Yeah, it, like, opens the doors and stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, like you said, when Mr. Lee gets his, he's going to let you see it and take you for a ride. If you want to go for a ride, when he gets his. Because his got delayed a little bit, but he's still getting it. Okay?
Yeah.
And that'd be cool. Remember, we saw the pictures of his, where his is going to be like the blue and the black and blue seats and everything.
Yeah, with that, like, that sky blue color.
Yeah, that's going to be cool. Yeah, that's going to be cool. Real cool and everything. So, yeah, buddy. So you should be doing real good now. You keep practicing in Gran Turismo. But like I said, just be careful on, you know, with the shifting. You know, just try using the steering wheel first and then paddle shift later. All right?
Try not to shift too hard.
Yeah, till you get used to it. And you know what the red line is, right? When you see the RPMs? And the difference for each car, they should usually show us the red line. Plus, and that would be like near the top. So if it has 8,000 RPMs for a car, the red line's going to probably be about 7,000 RPMs. So you need to switch around there, like between 6 and 7. Okay? You don't switch too early. You can't switch too early either.
Skyline, it revs like the 9,000 RPMs.
Yeah, so probably you need to shift probably about 8,000 RPMs. But it probably has a little thing that shows like where it starts to turn red. So you don't shift at 9,000. That's where you can blow your engine if you keep going past that. You understand?
Yeah.
You got to shift before then. And you have to also be careful if you downshift by accident. Let's just say you're going 100 miles an hour and it's in fifth gear, right? And it's at the right speed. It's at 7,000 RPM. And all of a sudden you accidentally shift down the fourth gear. It might try to go to 10,000 RPMs and blow your engine. So you have to be careful with that, all right? And you'll hear your engine whine real, you know. So you have to be careful with that, you know.
Yeah.
You have to be real careful with that. So,
yeah.
Yeah. You know, Honda and Nissan are going to probably merge and come together. So, you know, like the Acura and Infiniti and Honda and Nissan will probably be one car company.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, they're doing that probably for real. And stuff. So did you spend more time playing with your drift car or with the steering wheel?
Like with like the RC car or like the game?
Yeah, you know, RC car in the game.
Yeah, like because like the RC car, like the drift one.
Uh huh.
I realize how fast it is, so it's gonna be hard to drift.
You'll get the hang of it, buddy. You'll be all right.
Yeah.
What is the model of the Logitech steering wheel you got?
It's a Thrustmaster.
You don't know if it's like the Thrustmaster with model number? Because there might be special settings you can get just for Gran Turismo.
Yeah, it's like made for like PlayStation and stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
No problem. That's good.
Yep. Yeah.
That's real nice. I'm glad you got that and like that. You know, that's good.
Yeah.
Were you surprised?
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Because like, I think I know what car I have. It's not good for the. It's not good for the steering wheel.
Okay.
Well, like Dodge SRT Tomahawk with.
Yeah. Well, it can be. You have to be careful. The
big
thing is you have to remember certain games don't use the steering wheel. So games a lot of times, like those old Need for Speed games, they don't use a steering wheel a lot of times. It has to be more like a sim game. So are you going to go ahead and download that test drive game today?
Yeah.
That's why I made the gift card $100. So you can download that and still get some extra stuff, you know. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Because, like, that Dodge SRT Tomahawk, I realized, number one, it's too fast. And number three has too much horsepower.
Uh-huh.
And I'm losing control because the car is too fast.
Yeah, you gotta be careful. Yeah, those cars aren't good for a lot of curves. Those cars are good for more going straight, but see, you have to just be careful on your own. Because
I like try to dodge rubber tomahawk on the Nürburgring.
Yeah.
But it's I was going like 300 something miles an hour.
Well, you can't. Was it miles or was it kilometers? It's probably kilometers.
Miles per hour.
Miles per hour? It goes that fast? That's too fast. I don't even know if there are cars that go that fast. That's too fast.
And
even 300 kilometers per hour is over 200 miles per hour.
Yeah. And okay. I didn't see the corner.
You're not going to do that through a corner. That's going to definitely not work good. Wow.
And I went up the hill.
Yeah.
My Dodge Rapper Tomahawk.
Yeah.
It went flying.
Yeah, I'm sure it did.
I went too fast.
Yeah.
And I got last place.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. Wow.
I'm not going
to use
that.
What speed do most of the other cars go? What's the top speed for most of the other cars you play with on there?
Well, the Nissan GT-R can go up to 212.
Okay, yeah. That's what I would expect, but that 300? Wow.
Yeah, that's the fastest.
Did you put a tune on that or something?
No, it's stock. It's completely stock.
That's faster than the Ferraris and stuff like that. Alex, you know that, right?
I know. It has like an Audi R8 engine.
That's still fast. That's super tuned then, okay.
And that's just miles per hour.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Well,
that's,
it's not made for corners because it doesn't turn.
Yeah, that's made for just going straight on the drag. You used to have those drag things in Forza, like at the airport strip, that drag thing you would do, or the drag jump. It's made for that. Yeah, that's not. But yeah, you gotta definitely slow down. Yeah.
Because like my Porsche 2020 Turbo S.
Uh huh.
Can go up to 254 miles per hour.
Yeah.
Which is, that's like a speed car, and it's good for, like, corners and stuff.
Yeah. Gotcha.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
That is awesome, man. That is awesome. You know, I'm glad you got that and it's happy, but you gotta be careful. Yeah, you gotta be careful with the stuff, buddy.
And let's see what car is not made for corners.
Huh?
That Dodge Viper Tomahawk is too fast.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Well. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's wild. That is really wild. So I'm glad to see you like that. You got to drive a different car at the steering wheel. Get like a regular car that's not so fast and learn how to control like a regular car really good and then go from there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you should do. Do that.
Yeah.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you do that, you'll be all right. Yeah, you do that, you'll be all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That you'll be quite all right and stuff. Anything else going on? You watching good stuff on TV or on YouTube? Huh?
Yeah.
You know, Mr. Beast has a game show that's gonna be on Prime where people are competing to win like a lot of money. I think it's like it might be 500 people competing to win $1 million. You know,
yeah.
In this show.
Yeah, I saw that.
You saw that? Okay, gotcha. I saw it on my Fire Stick. I saw a list, and I haven't tried to watch it or anything like that, but I saw he has that coming. I may have to check it out sometime, you know.
I saw a couple ads of it, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I may have to check it out. What type of stuff did he have him doing?
They have, like, monster truck racing stuff, something like that.
Oh, okay.
They have, like, Lamborghini racing or something.
That they do for Mr. Beast.
Yeah, they
okay.
They race, like, compete. They get, like, if one gets to the finish line first, they get, like, over, like, they get, like, $500,000 or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'll definitely have to check that out. When I get back, maybe I'll check it out tonight. I may have to watch it and see what's
Speaking
going on.
Speaking of monster trucks. When I come back, can we go and watch some monster trucks?
Absolutely. Monster trucks are coming to Harrisburg in March.
Yeah.
We might be able to go to that, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, we might be able to go to that and see that monster truck. Remember how we went to see monster trucks a long time ago? Yeah, I just saw the thing today. Monster trucks are coming to the Harrisburg Farm Show in March, okay?
Yeah.
We can go do that. Definitely we can go do that, okay?
Yeah. Did it say what time it opens and closes?
Nah, I'll find out. It's going to be on Saturday afternoon, so I'll find out. But I'll get the information, and I'll let you know. We'll find out. We'll try to make it happen. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, that's in March. That's a couple months from now. But, yep. Yeah, they're coming. All right?
Okay.
Yep. But I'm glad I got a chance to talk to you, buddy. You know, I love you. I missed
you.
I definitely thought about you yesterday and stuff, but I knew you were going to be okay and had a good time, so... I'm happy for that you got your steering wheel and stuff and that you like it.
Yeah.
And that you're doing better in your racing game and everything. So, I know we have to get ready to hang up, but just, I always love you. I always miss you, buddy. And everybody was asking about you and stuff like that, okay?
Yep.
Everybody was asking about you.
Yeah.
So, all right, bud?
Yep.
So, I got to go. Goodbye, and I love you, Alex.
I love you, too.
Bye, buddy.
Bye.